This is the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you to reach your potential, to find your purpose, and to live with passion. And I am your host, Andy George. And as always, I want to thank you so incredibly much for taking time out of your day to listen to this episode and to this podcast. Before I jump into the topic that I want to discuss today, I want to encourage you to go ahead and like and subscribe to this podcast, as well as go over to the Andy George Leadership YouTube channel and andygeorgecoaching.com for more content and more information. So the time of this recording of this podcast, I have just returned from an absolutely incredible conference with the John Maxwell team. I'm a John Maxwell team member, and if you do not know who John Maxwell is, he literally is the top leadership expert in the entire world. He's actually receiving the prestigious 2019 Horatio Alger Award, actually, as well this year. All that to say that as part of the John Maxwell team, I had the great opportunity to get poured into over the last few days by some of the world's top leaders. So maybe like you, whenever I come away from a conference like that, my mind is filled. It is literally getting the fire hose leadership content for just a few days of top leadership experts. So I'm going through my notes, I'm processing it, and I'm writing more notes on top of my previous notes. And I thought that this episode would be a great episode to share a few lessons and principles that I'm really chewing on and thinking on. So the title of this episode is People, Vision, and Problems. If I could summarize in three words what I pulled away from this last weekend in leadership, it's people, it's vision, and it's problems. Well, as you know, in leadership, you are either growing or you're dying. There's really no in between. You're either moving forward or you're dying. Everything really does fall on leadership. That's a John Maxwell quote that I absolutely love. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And wherever you are in the organization, you have the ability to lead and to influence. And by organization, it could be an organization where you are leading hundreds of people, thousands of people. It could be that you are the only person. But guess what? In any of those scenarios, there is leadership and there is influence. And so this means that just like me, you need to continue to grow and to stretch, just like I do. So here are a few takeaways for you to really think about, for you to implement, for you to process a little bit. And this is information that I have taken from my previous conference with the John Maxwell team. These are just some summaries of things that I've learned from different people. So here we go. Number one is this: people are different. People are different. Now you might be sitting there going, Andy, that's a pretty obvious statement, but do you actually know how to work with different people is really the heartbeat behind that statement. People are different, but that doesn't mean that people are wrong. And it doesn't mean that you can only work with a certain group of people that you actually kind of like. Part of being a good leader is really to embrace the differences on the team, to leverage the uniqueness and the strengths of everyone on the team. Once again, whether your team is thousands of people, hundreds of people, one person, or just you, there are going to be times that you've got to learn to work and to leverage your own uniquenesses and your own strengths, as well as the people on the team around you. So how do you lean into the differences in order to all move forward together? Or for you personally, how do you leverage and lean into your uniquenesses and your strengths to continue whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish forward? There's one word I have for it. The one word is communication. It's communication. Could it be that the reason a team does not work well together is because of a lack of good communication? Where there is good communication, there is alignment. One way to build out communication is to use a tool like the DISC assessment. And I want to put a little plug here because I believe in this so incredibly much. I love the DISC assessment. I love what it does. If you are foreign to it, in the show notes, you will see a link to on my website to the DISC, and it will give you a brief explanation of the DISC. What I love about a tool like the DISC when it comes to communication is that the DISC assessment really does two primary things. It brings awareness to the personalities of not only yourself, but also the people around you. And it also provides a communication tool. When we communicate, there is alignment. When we better understand the different personalities on the team, we are able to not only better communicate, but we are able to create environments that generate power. That's an amazing concept, isn't it? Just to generate power. So if you're listening to this episode right now and you are interested in the disc, reach out to me. Let me know. I would love to help you with that because, once again, forget the sales pitch or whatever that goes with it. I just believe in it. I've seen it work. I've given it to a ton of people, myself included, and I love how it embraces the differences between people. It embraces the differences between you and your coworkers and even you and your family. So where there is agreement, there is power. Where there is disagreement, there is a lack of power. Good communication and an awareness of how we are wired create healthy environments. So lean into the differences of the people around you. Lean into the unique strengths that you have and the team have, but make sure to communicate. Open communication brings effective alignment, and alignment generates power. So here we go. Number two, the second concept, the second pondering thought I have is about vision. Now listen, most anything you have read about leadership will eventually talk about vision. Without vision, you and the organization will perish. This is true whether you're leading with the vision you have or you are carrying the vision of someone else. Maybe you're listening to this podcast and you are not the vision leader, meaning you're not the one that is setting the vision. Maybe you're the one that is carrying the vision, and that's okay. It is totally fine to carry the vision of your company, of your boss, of the people around you. Sometimes you're the person, you're the man, you're the woman that is carrying the vision that you are setting, and sometimes you're the one carrying somebody else's vision. But whatever way you're doing it, vision is critical. Here's two important reasons to have vision, real quickly. The first one is this, is that vision inspires you and gives you energy, not just to you, but to the people around you. You've got to have a clear vision of where you are heading, where the company's heading, what is your personal goals for just your own life. Because it gives you inspiration. It gives you energy. It gives me energy. It gives me inspiration. In the times when vision gets rough and when the waters get choppy, sometimes vision, it's that lighthouse on the shore. It's that beacon of light that is keeping everybody moving in the same direction, even when there's dark clouds and storms and in the middle of the night to be able to see our way. It is vision that does that. Which leads to the second reason to have vision. Vision provides guidance and gives you clarity on strategy. We've talked about this in an earlier podcast episode about vision and strategy and culture, the why, the who, the what we do, the why we do, all those questions we answered in a previous episode. You should go check that out. But on top of that, we got to remember that a clear vision gives us guidance and it gives us clarity on the strategy. So once you have a clear vision, you can now start to implement the strategy and the ways to accomplish the vision. So here's a key essential to vision. This is one key essential to vision. The healthiest way to cast vision and lead vision, whether it's your own vision or somebody else's, is simply to add value to people. When people believe you value them, it is amazing how far they will follow you, isn't it? When a person genuinely believes that you care for them, that you value them, that they're not just a dollar sign, they're not just a clog in a wheel, they're not just a way to function, it's amazing how they'll respond to you, isn't it? When you care for them, it is amazing how people will respond. So the healthiest way to cast vision and to lead vision is to value people. When you get a clear vision, ultimately you have to steward it. Everything you and I do needs to align with vision. So whether we want to add things to our calendar, whether we want to add programs, whether we want to take new ventures, they have to filter through the vision process of what we have. And so real quickly under vision, let me give you five ways to focus on vision. So here's five ways real quickly to focus on the vision. The first one is to clarify it. Spend time processing and thinking through the passion and direction that you're feeling. Vision needs to be clearly seen and spelled out so that people can follow it. You have to clarify the vision. This is the direction we are going. This is the goal we are trying to all accomplish and work good together in. So clarify it. Next, number two, is to communicate it. For vision to be known and followed, it needs to be said. And then guess what? It has to be said again and then again. And then again, and again, and again, and over and over and over again, I heard somebody say one time that the way that you know that the vision has sunk in is that once you start sharing vision, people's eyes begin to roll, meaning that they've heard it time and time and time again. So the trick is for those who are leading with vision is to stay passionate while saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. And is this not part of the test, whether or not the vision is something that is real and passionate? If you're the one that is leading the vision or you're the one carrying the vision, as you're sharing the vision, it should generate some true passion where you never get tired of hearing the vision. So we got to communicate it. Number three, we have to commit to it. There's got to be commitment. This requires embracing the opportunities and engaging in the discipline to see the vision all the way through. Once you have the clear vision and you've communicated it, you've got to commit to it. Number four, challenge it. Put the vision to the test. A major way to do this is to challenge and test everything you do through the lens and the filter of the vision. For example, does your calendar, do your meetings, do your programs, does your bank account, do they match and accomplish the vision? So once you have the clear vision that's been communicated and you've all committed to it, that needs to now start driving what exactly you're doing. You have to challenge it, put it to the test. And finally, number five is this. You got to champion it. You have to own and you have to live the vision. If you don't own the vision, there will quickly become vision drift in your team and in your organization. When everyone else is losing sight of the vision, it is up to the leader, plain and simple, no other way around it. It is up to you as the leader, as the carrier of the vision. You and you alone have got to champion the vision when everybody else has got vision drift. Because when you champion the vision, what you're doing is you are re-clarifying it. You are re-communicating it. You are recommitting everybody to it. You're re-challenging it, and you're bringing everybody back under that vision umbrella. Okay, the third thing that I really pulled away from this amazing conference is about problems. And not just about problems, but about identifying the problem. One of the most important things that a leader does is not only identify a problem, but also work towards solving the problem. This is why you as the leader, you have to have courage. And I think this is very, very true, whether or not this is courage for just you as your own boss and your own employee, as you're the one man or one woman show, or whether or not you're out in front leading or you're part of the organization where you are identifying issues and problems. A leader has to have courage. And in any organization, there are and will be problems. And as a leader, you probably already see the problems, don't you? In fact, as I'm talking about identifying the problems, you're probably thinking right now, here's a list of problems that I'm dealing with right now. But do you have the courage to solve the problem? Because that's what leaders do, isn't it? Isn't that what leaders do? Leaders don't just see the problem. Leaders solve the problem. This is the weight and this is the pressure of being a leader. Whenever a leader steps out to solve a problem, there's going to be resistance and there's going to be criticism. This is why it is so critical to build value into the people you lead. For those moments when you have to lead tough, it's important that people know you care about them and that you've had value to them. So the people on your team have the ability to lead and carry the vision with you. One of the highest callings you have as a leader is to unlock the potential in the other people around you. So that when there is a problem, I'm going to word it that way, not if there is a problem, but when there is a problem that needs to be solved, there is a great opportunity for not only you, but the people around you to lead and to rise to the occasion. Okay, so let's put all this together. So follow me here for just a moment. The more you embrace the differences of those you lead allows and builds trust. When you lead with vision, the people will follow the leader that they, what? That they trust. They're going to follow the leader that they trust. Vision that is led with clarity and conviction will maintain the team and efforts through problem solving, not just through the good times, but also through the problem solving. So you and your team will grow together as vision and problem solving give opportunities for you and your people to rise to their potential in leadership. All right, listen, I hope that this encouraged and challenged you like it did me. I really do hope that this added value to you, that pushed you to know your team, to be clear on the vision, and are able to communicate it with conviction, to identify the problem and work on steps and strategy to solve the problem. Well, once again, thank you for joining me on the Andy George Leadership Podcast. I do hope that this added value to you by helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and live with passion. Thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.